Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news. Wild Rockies Earth First Action Update. After halting a logging truck last week by hanging a banner from it off a bridge in Missoula, Montana, Stephanie Valley and Sean McCoy were arraigned and pled not guilty last week in Missoula. Bail was set at $70,000. This absurdly high bail and outrageous pretrial conditions are clearly being used by the authorities to attempt to deter citizens from engaging in direct action. Five other arrestees, Jason Buckendorf, Nadia Katzwise, Austin Reedy, Greg Chadwick, and Molly Karp, were arrested and arraigned. Then all but Nadia, a minor, were released. All five pled not guilty. In response, Wild Rockies Earth First is holding a hunger strike and vigil at the Missoula County Courthouse in solidarity with Stephanie and Sean, who in addition to having such high bail are also not receiving any vegan food. Molly, Austin, and Greg have stopped eating, and Wild Rockies Earth First will be there 24 hours a day. If you can help in any way, contact Wild Rockies Earth First, P.O. Box 1742, Missoula, Montana, 59806. That's Wild Rockies Earth First, P.O. Box 1742, Missoula, Montana, 59806, or call them at 406-549-8863. That's 406-549-8863. Grundfront Action Update. 1,000 people occupied Dutch motorways for 7 hours of blockades. Last Friday afternoon, 1,000 people occupied the A28 motorway leading from Utrecht to Amersfoort in the Netherlands. The street party was a solidarity protest for the inspiring actions in Sevilla, Spain, against the EU summit taking place there. After 2 hours of blockading the A28, the nearby old highway was occupied until sunset. The radical environmental movement Grundfront, celebrating its 6th birthday on the summer solstice, says that this was the answer to gigantic plans to expand motorways by the new right-wing Dutch government. This action capped a month of ecological insurgence. Nature strikes back. Grundfront lends a hand. Please visit their website at www.grundfront.nl/English. That's www.grundfront.nl/English. Thai activist assaulted and beaten. Eva Galabru had returned to her office in Phnom Penh, Thailand, late on the night of April 30th. As she got out of her car, several men, at least one of them masked, pushed her to the ground. Then they kicked and beat her. Galabru was shaken, bruised, and bleeding, but not seriously hurt. Robbery was not the motive for the assault on Galabru, who leads the Cambodian operations of Global Witness, a London-based environmental group monitoring illegal logging in Cambodia. The following day, she received an anonymous one-word warning by email. It said, quit. Just a few days earlier, Global Witness had presented evidence to the Cambodian government's Department of Forestry and Wildlife of 2 serious breaches of an official ban on any further cutting of trees in the country's forests. Cambodia's forests are one of the few remaining valuable resources of a country impoverished by a generation of civil war, Khmer Rouge tyranny, and Vietnamese occupation. The attack on Galabru, said John Becquerel, a spokesperson for Global Witness, is part of a pattern of intimidation designed to stop us securing evidence of illegal logging by the concessionaires, Grand Atlantic Timber International, which is controlled by Malaysian interests, and Fia Pimax Fuchan, which has substantial Taiwanese investment. From what we've seen on our field trips and aerial surveys, there is very little commercially valuable forest left in Cambodia, Galabru said. Indeed, it's not unusual to fly over areas where you can count individual trees. That's when you know there's trouble. Cambodian opposition leader Sam Rainsy said that many of the country's underpaid soldiers, police, and forestry officers were involved in the illegal logging to supplement their incomes. It's a warlord system with senior army officers and civilian officials exercising power in the different military regions and provinces of Cambodia. This story was written by Michael Richardson of the International Herald Tribune. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef@cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. Go come and buy,